God, I find Eurovision week such a, like, you know, marathon.
I know.
Like, really, you've got to buckle in for a week of hard drinking. The key is not to get too excited at semi one, because you're like, oh my God, it's starting. And what you really need to do is have like 2 to 3 beers at semi one, 2 to 3 beers at semi two, and then a bottle and a half of gin at the final.
Welcome to the For Better For Worst podcast.
Hello, and welcome to our 6th and final episode of season 2 of the For Better For Worst podcast. It's been a journey, darling.
Such a journey.
We've got only 6 songs remaining, can you believe it? Before we start kicking off all kinds of potentially crazy stuff around the rehearsals and semis, which we may or may not do. I think it depends on, you know, how many beers Judy has pre-semi one.
Well, as we know, the pods go either way after a few drinks. They're either amazing or they're an absolute shit show.
Anyway, so it's the last 6 songs. Have we got a good selection this week, Trude?
I think we really do. I tried to bring us to a close with some fantastic numbers.
Well, that's good news. And, you know, the only way is up.
We had a good time last week.
I'm just, honestly, I think I've got PTSD from week 3.
Don't we all, darling?
Just as a little rundown, but I'm sure you know by now, we're on the hunt for the best Eurovision song of 2022. And to do that, we've divided the labour evenly. So I've done nothing, Trudy's done everything. I'm listening to the songs for the first time and giving you my live, authentic reaction. And Trudy has already been listening to them for months. What have we got on at the moment? I can't remember, which is a good sign.
You've still got Grease, Die Together.
Oh. Yeah, I've been listening to that a bit.
Cue clip. Classy.
We'll always have each other.
And I've got Sweden, Cornelia Jacobs, Hold Me Closer.
Tiny Dancer.
Tiny Dancer. Hold me closer, though
you leave for the sunrise. Hold me closer, tiny dancer.
No more Elton John. We've got enough with the UK.
Darling, I still can't get over you not liking Benny and the Jets. It's a stone cold bop. Anyway.
I've told you why, and it's ukulele related. And I'm sure you can understand now. Okay. Pew, 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 pew. Do you think we'll come back together ever again?
It is the ethos of Eurovision, come together. And we've been staunchly ignoring that.
I think this week we'll come back together.
Oh, she's got a, yeah, but the thing is, you never quite get it right, do you? I feel like you don't know me at all. You never quite know what I'm gonna like and what I'm not gonna like. I saw the look on your face when I didn't like Sweden.
I know, it was tricky, that, because, but I think you made a lot of really good points, which is, I think I've just got swept up in the moment.
I'm taking over Trudy's role here because she's always does a plug, like, please get in touch. And lo and behold, no one gets in touch. But yes, please do get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. We are on Twitter, at For Better Verst. We're also on Instagram, that's at For Better Verst as well. And you know what? Just send us a little, you know, thanks for all your hard work. You don't have to say that. Just send us what you think about. About the song. Yeah, just get in touch. On Twitter or Instagram, it's at For Better Verst. There you go. Anyway, moving on.
It's harder than you think. First up, we have the winner of last year's For Better For Verst Eurovision podcast. So we're off to the Czech Republic. Smooth. I changed my heart. Where are you now when I miss you? You're sailing around in my peripheral. Where are you now? Where are you now? And that was We Are Domi, Lights Off, for the Czech Republic. What do you think, Jen?
I don't want to make the same mistake as last year. Because I just, like, the thing is, can we just take a moment to talk about the Czech Republic back catalogue? Because it's maybe one of the best of recent times back catalogues of any Eurovision country. Benny Christo, oh my God. Benny Christo, Kemama. And then we had that, you know.
Lie to me. Closer.
Yeah, that one, which is a bop.
Yeah.
And then there's another really good Czech Republic. Oh, isn't what are you looking at me? What?
Friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. I was gonna say that, and then I had this horrible thought he was Austrian. But it's fine, he was from the Czech Republic. Which is just like they're all really good songs. I really don't understand why they're not doing better, to be honest. They did quite well with Lie to Me though, didn't they?
Yeah, I think that came fifth or something. Or yeah. Definitely the top 10, I think. Yeah.
But then also he did have that nice narrative around him breaking his back.
And he came through to do a backflip on the final.
Which probably is ill-advised.
And he hasn't walked since.
Yeah. Anyway, so my point is, I don't really understand why no one's taken to the Czech Republic in the way that you and I have. Because I think they always put in a really good entry. And they always put in something current and trendy, and that honestly it's just a bit of a bop, like it's a good fun song, and that is exactly what they've done again, and I loved it. She looks like a great young current gal. I really, really loved the use of the delayed drop, because that's obviously my catnip, and there were two of them. Yeah. So I'm like here for it, and the last one was particularly good because I was like, when's it gonna go? And then it went and I went nuts. And it's like, you know, in a sea of dirty, sad boy ballads, it's a young gal doing a fun, dancey pop song. And I am totally here for it. It's just completely my thing. I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, I think when I first heard it, because it's been out a while, I was like, oh, this is great. And I feel it might have lost its sheen a little bit. Even by the end, I was a bit like, oh, is it still on? Like, not that I didn't love it. It's just not as impactful or as punchy as, say, even though we can say, oh, my God, didn't make the final and everything like that. It's still the radio edit, the radio of the cut, the record was so good. I think this might be a little bit more middle of the road than that. So maybe lacks a punch. Do you know they're from Leeds?
Oh, really?
So they met at like Leeds Uni doing music. So she's from the Czech Republic and the other two blokes, I think both of them are Norwegian. So there's the three of them and they live in Leeds.
Why don't we have We Are Dommy?
To be fair, I think our 52 million TikTok follower, Mariah Carey range, Sam Ryder might have been a...
In fairness... Person. Of any year to make that comment, this is not the year. Yeah. Like last year, why didn't we have We Are Dommy?
No. They're closing semi two.
That's quite a good spot.
After Sweden. Ooh. Oh dear. It'll be all right. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Yeah,
it'll be fine. That'll be absolutely fine. Come on, Dommy. We love the Czech Republic. Never give it up. Never change, Czech Republic. You don't get put off by a little bit of a non-qualification situation. You still stick to your guns and go young and trendy, which is what we like.
Yeah, so well done to the Czech Republic again for being great.
Right, I'll ask the question then. Is We Are Dommy for the Czech Republic better or worse than Amanda Tienford for Norway?
She's for Greece.
For Greece. Shit. Sorry, Amanda. There's so many Norwegians this year. It's a bloody nightmare.
What's Norway put in again?
Oh, the banana.
It's first.
Yeah. And I will say as well, I think, unfortunately, We Are Dommy are worse than Cornelia Jacobs' Hold Me Closer for Sweden. But that doesn't mean it's not great.
Yeah, but it's certainly better than, like, you know, lots of other stuff.
Yes. Right, we're moving on. And ladies, if you feel like flaunting tonight, it's all right. It's Malta.
I am what I am.
Emma Muscat with I Am What I Am for Malta. Jennifer, what did you think of that?
I felt like I've just watched like a 3 minute long Dove advert. Do you know what I mean? She's not going to bend over backwards to fit in anymore, Emma Muscat, a woman who looks like she's literally always fitted.
Poor Emma. We don't know. She's a young gal. But this song is a complete miss, isn't it? It's poor Emma. Why? Why, girl? Why? You're clearly very talented. Why?
Are they trying to take advantage of the BBs thing? They've got the gospel choir thing going on, haven't they?
Well, we all know who used that to great effect. Hey, child, where you hiding from the light?
Great effect being not qualifying and finishing second last in the semi. Whatever. But anyway, going back to Emma, yeah, it's a no. Very Wilson Phillips vibe. is not a compliment, because as much as everyone likes that one Wilson Phillips bop, that's a bit passé these days, I'd say. I wish I had like more to say about this, but it's such a thin concept, isn't it? Like, the melody's very basic. The lyrics are incredibly boring and predictable and pat and basic. I mean, she looks, like you say, she looks like a girl who deserves a better song.
So, weirdly, she did have another song. So they did a national selection in Malta. Loads of people came. I think usually it's their X Factor winner who does it, but this year they had a national selection. Of course, lovely Destiny turned up and was bloody amazing, obviously. Emma wins with a different song. Right. Emma's team decide that's not the song she wants to sing Eurovision and give her this one. And I would actually say this one might be better than the other one. And that's how bad the other one was. So she went to like some Swedish songwriting camp in Italy and came up with this. I mean, there's about 15 writers on it and they're all Swedish, and then her. And this is what they came up with in about 10 minutes, clearly, written on the back of a napkin or something, you know, while they're having lunch. And they're like, Emma, here you are. And so Emma did it. And the thing is this is a bit of a peace, love type song, but more about acceptance, which I know you don't love from people that maybe, anyway. And we haven't got that many peace, love songs this year. So maybe this ultra cheese is going to do it, as in make the final.
Like, you could be right. This is the kind of shit that does get through. like, I hate to say it, but it's true. And people like, I don't know. And as you say, this is very like, I feel like in the songwriting spectrum, this is back of a fag packet kind of thing, isn't it? Like, I could have written this.
Like, old men going, Emma, you, what do the kids say? Oh, I am what I am. Oh, yeah. What are they into? They're into self-belief, aren't they? I am what I am.
And then just get some, literally, like, copy and paste some gospel chords.
And also, like, this is my master plan. I am what I am. What lyric is that?
It's a lazy song, to my mind, and a lazy sentiment. And how are they going to stage it, do you think? Is she bringing her cast of thousands, the old lady with the camera?
Legend. I hope so. Those girls are great. All of them.
Only good thing about it was the lady with the camera.
I know, they were all great, her extras.
You know, Reddy have got that whole piano bit at the beginning where she can play the piano, and you know, it's all just her playing the piano.
Yeah.
She actually just immediately launches into this sort of gospely thing, which is going to need her to stand up and be, you know what I mean? So it's going to be tricky to stage that properly. I think they either have to drop the piano or really commit to the piano.
Yeah.
And just for the avoidance of doubt, what they should not do is set the piano on fire.
We know that guarantees nil point. I agree with everything you said, but I think when this comes on, we're going to be, this is my master plan.
Darling, I'm going to leave you accepting who you are, and I'm going to go to the bar with my self-doubt and insecurities in a bit. But yeah, I do take your point about qualification, because unfortunately, although I don't think this is a surefire in, but I think it could definitely sneak in. So I wouldn't be that surprised.
I just don't, because she's in semi two, I just hope we don't lose someone actually good, you know, like Serbia, you know, or Ireland, you know.
If this that's... gets over, that's rich. That would be so rich.
I'm going to ask the question, is Malta better or worse than Greece?
It's worse, and a bit of a climb down from Destiny, I must say.
Yeah, definitely. And agree. I think Sweden is much better than this. Same songwriters, probably. No, it's not the same songwriters. Right. We're going to take it down a notch and do a bit of chilling with Portugal. And that was Maro, Saudade, Saudade, for Portugal. Jennifer.
I feel a little moved and melancholy after listening to that. It was lovely. I really enjoyed it. Very sad though, isn't it? Very sad.
Apparently it's about her granddad dying.
Oh, you always do this. Judy's got... Judy's got this thing where, like,
it's about Bluebeard's wife.
Every song, I'm like, oh, this nice breakup song. And Judy goes, well, it's actually about, and then says something completely bonkers. Like, she did it with that, with this woman's work. You did it with Bluebeard's wife. You did it with that Elliot Smith song. Like, it's actually about.
It's about heroin.
Oh, you stopped ruining all songs for me.
Sorry, I just wanted to tell Maro's story. Or Maro.
Yeah, well, that's sad. But yeah, I thought it was lovely. I really like the clapping. She seems great. Although I wasn't like madly convinced with her vocal, but I do think that it's the winner's performance. So she might have slightly given up. So sorry, just to be clear, we watched the live performance on the Eurovision channel, which we think is her like celebratory kind of like winner's lap after winning the national selection. So they get all the others on at the end and there's like confetti and stuff. So her vocal might not have been too fussed about it, I suppose. And the harmony was still okay, but she doesn't have, I don't know, she had a bit of a reedy tone. What did you think?
Yeah, it's quite a particular style of singing, isn't it? And it I really like it. Like, it's not like anything else in the competition, apart from, it sounds a bit of a weird comparison because obviously Iceland. It's not quite different, but Cyprus.
Oh.
What did you say?
Iceland.
Oh, I loved Iceland. Yeah, I really liked her vocal. Yeah, but I do agree. It's not a power vocal, is it? It's a sort of delicate one. And the harmony sounded lush, even though they were all a bit excited, weren't they?
Yeah, which is good. It's good to know that they can do the harmonies because, you know, I'm not looking at you, Hurricane, but some acts can't do so annoying every time. Well,
they had a backing track and one backing vocalist.
Well, it's difficult to stay in harmony when you're doing a death drop. Anyway, so yeah, I enjoyed it very much. It's very understated, but Portugal has obviously theme with this, don't they? So
yeah, it's they seem to always the high quality national selection, but they just do what they want. They're not worried about positions, they're not worried about anything. I think it's more about showcasing Portuguese artists to a wider audience. It's interesting you said how you sort of got a sad vibe. I mean, it is sad and sort of brings on the melancholic. So Dade is actually a word with no English translation at all. And the best you can get is sort of a deep emotional state of melancholic longing for a person that is absent. So I quite like that. Like, it's like teaching us a Portuguese word that doesn't have a translation. I really like that as well. Like, I just think it's lovely.
Definitely. Yeah. And you know, we should probably have a word for that. Like, we don't have Schadenfreude, do we?
What's that?
That's, that's, you know, when you get like joy out of watching other people fail.
There's not really a lot to say, is there? It's really beautiful. If it can make the final, maybe.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
It's not too... minimalist.
No, I mean like, remember what's his face, you know who I'm talking about, the jazzy guy. He you know, we probably had similar discussions about him. Like, is that going to qualify? Like, no one's going to get it, that kind of thing. And it does, like, when the quality's there, when the vocal's there, when it's a, you know, as you say, creates a moment, creates a sort of vibe, it generally does tend to go through. And I think they'll do that pretty successfully. So I have no doubt.
Oh, I love that. It's not going to challenge for the win, though.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I think there's no bloody way. If it could get top 10, do you know what it reminds me a bit of? I don't know if you remember. Do you remember Kedvesev, which was the Hungarian one from 2015? Kedvesev, doo-doo-doo-doo. And it was like it had animation in the backdrop, and he was a really cool guy just with a guitar. And it's a really great song. And also Slovenia from 2019. It reminds me of that one as well. And if it can make the final, that's great, but it might just die. But who cares? It's still a nice moment.
Yeah, I feel pretty lukewarm about the whole thing.
Oh. Encouraging. Well, I'm going to ask a question because it's the tradition. Is Portugal better or worse than Greece die together?
It's versed.
Yeah, I agree. And as much as I like this classy thing, I'm still holding with my cheesy, cheesy Sweden. Love it.
Anyway, after that, I hope you've suitably scheduled something bopping.
Oh, yeah, darling. I have got something bopping lined up, actually, because we're off to the home of the Yodel Miss Kiss. Check it out on our Insta, at For Better Versed. We're off to Romania. Hola, mi bebe. Hola, mi bebe. Llámame, llámame. Llámame, llámame. Hola, mi bebe. Hola, mi bebe. Llámame, llámame. Llámame, llámame. Hola, mi bebe. And that was worse with Yamame.
Is it worse or just WRS?
I thought it was worse. Maybe it is WRS, Yamame for Romania. Worse. Jen, what did you think of that?
I think that this is what Michael Ben David aspires to be. Thank God Romania is picking up Israel's slack this year. But I wasn't expecting it from them, to be honest, because with the exception, obviously, of Yodle, Romania's usually pretty terrible. But yeah, loved it. He's kind of great, isn't he?
Well, do you know what I was thinking the whole time I was watching it? You know that Love of Huns post with the anything can happen? I get that vibe.
What with the slut drop? The slut drop at the end kills me. That kills.
They're all like in the back, like. For some reason, that's the vibe I get from this.
Yeah, I can see where you're going on with that. I mean, yeah. I mean, all right, fine. So, you know, we've gone from like quite a classy entry to maybe not such a classy entry, but still, I mean, it was a lot hornier than it had any right to be. like the melody, and you know, is, I don't, what's going on, like what influence is that? Because it feels like to me Spanishy, but I wonder if that's right, or is that just a Romanian traditional instrument that I was hearing and like miss.
I think bebebe and yamame are Spanish. Oh, hola, right. Le bebebe is probably hello, baby.
Yes. Quite right. Hola, bebebe. I'm not good on Spanish, though. Just
no, I'm no good. Yeah, it seems like a bit of a left field Romanian entry. They do sometimes bring out the madness. Remember they did that opera? Which is quite a good fun.
Oh, yeah.
This is the second. I mean, if you had to put it against Slow Mo, all in Spanish, or Ole Bibibi, I think I want the mango juice, not the Bibibis.
Yeah, pour mango juice all over my face. But I mean, it's very unfair to compare Ola Bibibi to Slow Mo, because I've actually been reflecting on this a lot, and I think Slow Mo will win.
I would love it. Imagine that. Imagine going to Spain.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. That is a great, great Eurovision destination.
And I bet it's in Benidorm.
Oh, I honestly, I'm looking for any excuse to go to the Costa del Sol. Yeah, I enjoyed Ola Bebebe, and it was much better than last year's Romanian entry.
Yes. Oh, I'd take Ola Bebebe over that interpretive dance mess we had. 100%.
And actually, there was... I did quite like the staging, although it was arguably an interpretive dance. I like the rain shower.
The golden shower. The
golden shower.
I'm always sceptical because we did not see one shot of his face. Do you think in a weird way this could make the final?
I hope it does. I really do. I think it's better than Michael Ben David. And I would say that's probably the closest comparison. Would you say that's fair? Might get both.
Could you imagine?
I'm sorry. I don't think Michael Ben David's going to do it. I must say. I think he's you know, flogging a dead horse, even with all of his, you know, I'm in, I'm out, I'm in, I'm out. I'm not convinced by this, to be honest. I'd love it to be in the final, but I'm not convinced.
Asking the question, is Romania, Oli Bibibi, better or worse than Greece died together?
It's first.
Yeah, I'd agree. And I think Cornelia in Sweden is probably sitting pretty bad about now, not worried about the competition at all. Right. We've only got two songs left, then. Can you believe it?
I can't. It has gone quickly this year, hasn't it?
Well, you say that. And our second to last song is a country that really needs no introduction. It's Ukraine. That was Kalush Orchestra, Stefania, for Ukraine. Jennifer, what do you think?
I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Ukraine is a classic Eurovision country. Every year, they put in something completely different and like so fun and like just a huge bop. And also, I'll note that the songs I've been looking at on the Eurovision channel, there's maybe like 10 to 15,000 likes, maybe like 500,000 views. And this has got 93,000 likes.
Yeah.
And 0.4 million views. So clearly a popular entry. And I can see why.
Yeah.
And also, my obvious favourite part of that was the use of that mad flute,
which was played live.
Really?
Yeah. So good. You're not meant to have live instruments. I don't know how they're going to do it. I love it.
I love that. And I really like the sort of like almost dance breakdown at the end, which is amazing. That was like really great. It was popping off. Yeah, I absolutely loved it. Completely loved it. It was brilliant.
It's so good, isn't it? And it's going to be kind of amazing, whatever. And that clapping bit is going to be insane, isn't it? The whole crowd is going to clap. It's obviously about, well, it's not obviously, we watched it with the subtitles. So again, it was a lovely to see the lyrics, what they mean. And it's about a song about his mother, which of course has come to symbolize Ukraine as mother, which can't help but get you a little bit like, you know, so it's not really, you can't really be critical of it because it's so wonderful. And the discussion of whether it will win or not is, it could.
Yeah, 100%. So, I mean, this is apart from, I got quite excited at Slow-Mo and I got quite excited at obviously Norway. But apart from those two, I mean, this is like totally in the, it's got to be in the top five, hasn't it? You know,
oh, yeah.
I would have thought almost without doubt.
Definitely. So they were actually all in the army, obviously, and they've been allowed to leave to do Eurovision. But one of them has stayed behind. So I think has been replaced by one of the guys from GOA.
Oh, really?
the guy on the little flute from GOA. So that's nice. And so they've got somebody who's already done it before. And I think they've been around Europe and Israel. They filmed there. Like, they don't have to, I don't think, film if they catch COVID or something, you can't perform like a live on tape. I think they did it in Israel, but they were obviously given a bye. You know, everyone's just like so happy that they're going to be there, really, you know.
And Eurovision really wouldn't be the same without Ukraine, would it?
No, they really are one of the greatest and continue to be.
I mean, yeah. As we all know, you're a big Shum fan.
No. I'm a big fan of every... I think I've put money on Ukraine pretty much every year.
Do you know what? I was about... I was literally about to say that. I was like, you always are like, have you heard the Ukrainian entry?
Nice. They are always brilliant. Like, even going back to, like, well, obviously Ruslana is the greatest. Then they go through these phases of just incredible female singers singing absolute bangers. Shady Lady, absolute banger. Like, you know, there's so many good ones. And then TikTok was obviously insanely brilliant, Man in the Hamster Wheel. And then since then, it's just hit after hit after hit after hit.
And they've done it again.
I'm going to ask the question. Is Ukraine, Stefania, better or worse than Greece Died Together?
It's better!
Yeah, yeah. You love it! Stefania, Stefania. To be fair, this is actually totally your jam.
Traditional instruments of the flute family. Bucket hats. Rapping. Like
funky bass.
Funky bass, 100% my jam.
I love this. I'm actually quite shocked about this, even though I should have known. And I'm thinking about Sweden now, who seems, who I love and got very excited about. But do you know what? I actually think this is better. Yeah! You've got to get behind it. You can't not get behind Ukraine. They're amazing. And I love Sweden, always will. But come on. Let's do it.
And isn't this fun? We're back together.
We're back together. Now, we only have one song left.
What have you finished with? What have you chosen?
It's our final song of the year, and it's from our host nation. It's Italy. Was Mahmood and Blanco with Brividi for Italy.
I'm getting a bit emotional. That made me really upset.
Oh, upset.
It was like, did you watch it with subtitles?
Yeah. I know. The lyrics are so beautiful, aren't they?
No, and I just, oh, it's awful. Like, poor, I can't. Honestly, that really got me. That got me square in the chest, you know? It's great, isn't it?
The first time I ever saw it, I didn't have the subtitles, but you can just feel it. You don't need them. You don't need the subtitles.
Yeah, it's like packed full of emotional depth. I mean, when you put something like this next to like Poland, you know, that's trying to create this emotional depth and failing, like, this is how you do it. You've got a clear message. You're talking about something with specifics.
Yeah.
You know, you're creating an emotional moment and they're putting it into their performance. You're not going down to the river and then burying yourself or whatever. Not to just keep shitting on Poland, but it was shit. Like, let's be honest. I thought that was fab. I really, really liked that. And I liked, and their harmonies were really good, weren't they? I know at San Remo they have the live orchestra, which was gorgeous, obviously, but of course they won't have that. So I wonder what it would be like with the backing track, but I'm sure it won't make that much difference. And I, to be honest, like, Italy do always, well, not always, but often put in a belter. So this is great. Obviously they won last year. Can we talk about Occidentalia's Karma?
Phenomenal. Fucked out with the staging.
Yeah. Bow tie on the gorilla. Yeah, they did fuck up the staging, but the song is one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time. Yeah. I absolutely love that. And yeah, I mean, they've got it right again, but let's see how, well, I was going to say, let's see how they stage it. But do you think that really matters? Because the whole story is around the relationship between the two singers, right?
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter at all. I think they have so much chemistry So do you remember Mahmood? He was the Saldi, yeah. Saldi. Remember me? You know, he's so cool, isn't he? And Blanco looks so sweet. He's about 18. And they're just, it just works. I don't think they need mad staging. And the crowd, I mean, this has been number one in Italy. I think it's been number one in Austria or somewhere like that. You know, this has been a viral number one global Spotify song. It's the most streamed song of the contest. I mean, Italy usually is, because it's always a huge star and a huge hit that goes to Eurovision. But really, it's, if you went on the figures, this is knocked out of the park. You can see how many more YouTube views it's got.
Not as many as Ukraine.
Has it not? It's got 3 million.
Oh, yeah, Ukraine's 3.4.
That is interesting. The only thing with this, of course, is that they have to put it down to 3 minutes, which will sometimes be jarring for people who are used to the normal length one.
Yeah.
But it's just something about it. It just gets me. And I know it's like, it's San Remo always go for sort of, well, they don't always, but there is a sort of ballady element to San Remo. It always has been since the 50s. You know, it's a huge sort of ballad convention. But but this is, I just, when I first saw it, I didn't watch San Remo, but it was sort of, everyone was talking about it and I watched it and you could just tell straight away that it was going to win.
And, you know, it did, it was emotive. It did create an emotion in me that I suppose we haven't really, well, actually, let's have a think about, you know, what we think the four runners are. I mean, as much as I love, lovely Greece did inspire emotion in me, but let's just put a pin in that because I might be on my own with that. But like Slow Mo, for example, very excited. I didn't really get Sweden, loved Ukraine. But apart from those, really, it's this one. And this did create an emotional reaction in me, perhaps more so than any other song in the contest so far.
Yeah. And Norway, I'd say. But yeah, this is classy. This
Norway?
Is
Norway? You're throwing Norway in there.
No.
Darling, you must stop flogging that banana.
That dead banana. Oh, it's just, oh, Mahmood is such a legend, isn't he? And he's so great. And they're both, oh, it just, you said actually, in the end of when we did our debrief of Eurovision, you said,
I'm actually going to call it right here and now. Okay. I think we might be in for a double Italian winner.
And I laughed at you and said, that's fucking ridiculous. Why would they want to?
Well, maybe they're such great songs. This got big winner energy, hasn't it? I love that you do this. You've packed all of the potential winners into the last episode, bar one. Romania, big winner vibes.
Ola, baby, baby.
Unfortunately, I know that there's a decision coming up that I'm actually not really...
I know, I'm actually sort of dreading it.
Because I really don't know.
I think I know in my heart... But I'm also questioning whether that's the right thing. Right, let's ask it. It's for the final time this year.
I don't know. Give me a minute. I keep changing my mind. I've changed my mind.
The thing is, we know whoever we say wins is going to like non-qualify something. Italy's already in the final.
You've luckily sidestepped that. A kind of shocking nil pois.
Do you imagine? Like, oh, my mood. So sorry, mate.
It was the Better for Verse podcast.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question for the final time this year. Is Italy with Brividi Chills better or worse than Ukraine Stefania?
By a hair's breadth, I think it's better.
Oh, Jen, I agree with you.
Like a hair's breadth. I that was the hardest decision we've had so far.
Yeah, I think it has to be Italy. It's just something about it. It's so beautiful. And
it just gave me Brividi.
It gave me I mean, it's quite basic of us to have the second favourite in the bookies as our number one choice.
Not what happened last year, is it?
No. Wow, I can't believe it. We've come together and we've agreed that Italy is the best song of 2022.
They're going to be fuming if they win.
Allora, they are actually going to be...
Mamma mia!
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do?
Oh, no! The thing is, I wonder if the show is going to be such a mess, like, because last time Italy hosted was such a mess, that they'll dock some points from Italy so they don't win again.
What do you think, like, San Marino randomly give Italy nil points?
Some jury members have been
instructed.
Don't give it 12. Well, yeah, it's definitely getting 12 from San Marino. It's probably getting it. It's probably going to score in every country, right? Probably. Yeah. Bet the UK don't give it any points because they've got no taste.
The UK will give Ukraine those points, I think. Well, and I think also we'll probably give Malta a few.
I am what I am. I'm voting for Emma.
Take it or leave it, babes. I can't believe that. I mean, Italy, like, after Måneskin coming back with that, you got to hand it to them, man. You got to hand it to them.
I know that this is a risky game they're playing. Very risky.
Yeah.
Well, we can go back to Italy next year. Double Italian. Hopefully put it in the south. Somewhere nice and warm.
Naples.
Yeah. Oh, I love Naples.
Yeah, put it in the old gladiator auditorium.
The Colosseum. Booking up the Colosseum for next year. Oh, congratulations, Italy. Mahmood and Blanco Brividi, very worthy winners, I'm sure we can agree, of an interesting year.
Yeah, it's been a year of it's a bit of a mixed bag this year, isn't it? Because I do think that initially I did think this was a total dud year. And I don't think that's quite fair because you put all the bops at the end. So,
but also, like, the boppiness, there actually aren't that many big bops. It's a lot more intimate. There's like chill out songs. It's not as in your face like last year.
Yeah, which is obviously not my preference.
I mean, yeah, I mean, Måneskin are quite in your face.
Just like very sexy.
They can get in my face.
Give that wolf a banana, can't really compete with the sex appeal of Måneskin, although arguably the energy is there. It's all over for another year.
What's another year?
You've been listening to that, haven't you?
What's another year? I have. Well, please let us know what you think. Do you agree with our winner? We're on Instagram and Twitter at For Better Versed. And we will probably be continuing our, I don't know if we, the pods maybe, but we'll definitely continue the chat because we've got rehearsals to watch. We're going to be trying to get all the gossip, aren't we? See who's hot, who's not hot. See who fucks up the staging, who doesn't. And that will all be on Twitter and Instagram, won't it?
100%. And also, you know, we've got press passes this year.
Very, very weak press passes, but press nonetheless.
Nonetheless.
They might get something. I don't know what it is yet.
We'll let you know.
We'll keep you in the loop. It might be nothing. It might be a vanity credit.
Well, like all our other credits. I'd just like to say a big thank you to you and our dear listeners for coming on this 2022 Eurovision journey with me. I appreciate it.
Oh,
I mean,
thank you.
What would we do if we weren't obsessed with Eurovision? We'd have all that time to progress our careers and relationships.
But no, it's been amazing. Yeah, thank you so much, Jen. And I hope I've got you excited again for another year.
What's another year, babes? You certainly have. I am pumped and I can't wait to see the staging disasters.
I literally can't wait. Think Ireland always a fun one. Who knows what they're going to do? Money gun or not?
There's got to be a money gun. Also, Trudy's promised me she's getting me a money gun for my birthday. So if that happens, I will be turning up to my birthday party dressed as Brooke.
Which is just your pajamas and a money gun. It's an easy costume. What about the UK?
Yeah, Yeah, well, to be honest, the UK, I think, is in with a top 10 chance this year, because incredibly, they've played this accidentally really well by entering some shite last year and quite a good one in a much weaker year.
They've played their hand well.
There's been a bit of heat around the UK as well. It sounds like people are quite, it's getting a good response. And also, who doesn't like a bit of Elton John?
Well, me, apparently.
Benny and the Jets.
No, no.